That's where we're at right now.
Stay tuned to USA Radio News and usaradionews.com for the latest on this story. This is USA Radio News.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The UCLA story is becoming one in which social media is becoming the story. This student, Lanka, also credits the Bruin Alert System for keeping her safe.
We have Bruin Alerts that come through every time there's an emergency on campus, and we just got an alert probably 10 o'clock saying that we were going on lockdown.
Let's get a recap of the story from USA's Jason Wirth.
Thanks, Rich. It's not a good update from UCLA. The two people confirmed shot by the gunman earlier today are now confirmed to be dead by LAPD. They have not said whether the gunman is one of the two dead. They still have SWAT teams that are combing the campus and going room by room to try to secure the facility. We'll have more updates as they come in on USA Radio News.
And once again, Lanka, who says there is a heavy police presence on campus.
There's definitely a lot of sirens coming through, more so than usual because, you know, the hospital's across the street.
Two dead, no one in custody at UCLA in Los Angeles after a shooting. A scene of chaos as police and SWAT teams search for the shooter or shooters. Stay with us for the latest on USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
A baby born in New Jersey is the first to be born in the U.S. with the Zika virus. More on that story from Sarah Lee Kessler.
The baby girl arrived by C-section Tuesday, 4 weeks early. Dr. Abdullah Al-Khan headed the delivery team at Hackensack and said the staff was devastated.
On ultrasound, there was a significant brain abnormalities, small head.
The 31-year-old mother, who's visiting from Honduras, contracted Zika after being bitten by mosquitoes. Dr. Al-Khan says the baby faces an uphill battle.
Long-term developmental delays, motor coordination problems, lifespan is short.
Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
The Republican Senate Majority Leader takes a look at the race for the White House, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports on some of his thoughts.
You have two nominees here who we know for sure are very unpopular.
And with that in mind, Senator Mitch McConnell says the next president can't expect to have Congress on their side.
So I think neither one of them can count on a kind of Barack Obama 2008 landslide in which your party sweeps the House and the Senate.
McConnell telling Fox News that many Republicans in Congress who are up for election this year are very popular with their constituents.
We do have a lot of exposure, as you pointed out, 24 members up and only 10 Democrats, but they're very popular incumbents, people like Kelly Ayotte and Pat Toomey and Rob Portman and others.
In Washington for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
right. Welcome back to the second hour of Talented People here. I'm so happy to keep my real dear friend, Bart Jackson, in studio for the next hour because he's got so much information that 1 hour would not be enough. So if you've been enjoying the last hour, you've got so much more on the way here. It's 4:05. I want to tell you real quick about the forecast if you happen to be in the area, because we have an event coming up this weekend sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce called Community Day, and it's on Saturday, June 4th from 12 to 6 at the County Fairgrounds over in Ringo's, right off of the Highway 20231. It's right at the intersection on 179 heading from Ringo's to Lambertville, and they're going to have pony rides, a petting zoo, reptiles, reptile show by Reptile World, outdoor games and activities. It's really a great day, tethered balloon rides and all, and it's sponsored by Unity Bank, Hunterdon Healthcare, Safe Coalition, of course, the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and ShopRite. And I just want to remind you that it's going to be a great day. Come out. And also, our girl who is like the celebrity, I want to say, mompreneur, who is on Good Morning America with Joy Mangano talking about her GCAP. She's going to be there with a bunch of different vendors, and she's going to introduce the GCAP to us and kind of give an update as to how she's doing. She's actually a former Ringo's resident. So meet us that day over there. And as for the forecast, mostly sunny today with a high about 85, patchy fog after 3 a.m. tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with a low about 56, areas of fog before 8 a.m. on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny all day, the high of 76. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers after 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 59. Friday, chance of showers again with thunderstorms, also possible after 9 a.m., cloudy with a high of 75. And then Friday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low of 60. Partly sunny at the high of 82 all day on Saturday. It's supposed to be really nice on Saturday, so we hope you come out. And then Saturday night, just a chance of showers after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 61. And then showers likely after 9 a.m., mostly cloudy all day on Sunday, the high of 77. So that's the forecast. Stay with us. Again, Bart Jackson's in studio here on Talented People, and it is 4:06 in the afternoon.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for listening. It's 4:08 on June 1st. Happy June.
Absolutely.
All right. Bart, continue on now. We're so happy to have you here. Bart Jackson, he's a radio show host of The Art of the CEO, and he's in studio today. He's a publisher. Prometheus Publishing is his publishing book company, Prometheus Publishing, and Bart's Books.
All right. Well, Jeannie, it's such fun to be here, and I'm looking at this photo that they have in the studio. You all should see this. It's of an old Hunterdon Street.
Main Street, Flemington.
Main Street. Mm-hmm. And you look down here and you realize that everybody in those shops back, and I'm going to guess it's about 1890, had their own hopes, their own dreams, their own visions that they wanted to carry through. And every one of them did somewhat. And that's all that we can hope to do. All of us do somewhat. And so that you come in, you go down Main Street today, it's changed a little. The facade is different. You'll find people wearing a lot sloppier clothes. Not that that makes any difference in the world. What really makes binds us all together is that we are all trying to do that little bit of something that's going to make us special and take us forward. And so you ask the people the same questions then and now, and you probably find not much difference.
Right. No, I agree with you. That's very interesting that you say that, and it is true. It's pretty much the wardrobe, and the rest is all the same.
Yeah. You know, I go back to a time when hair length was very, very important, and I and I know airline pilots were very upset that people are now wearing flip-flops in first class, you know, and frankly,
that's interesting. Yes, it is. You don't think about it every day.
We don't think about it, but I think that one of the things that always struck me, we've been talking about the show, my own show, and you know, Jeannie, you start a venture and you put a whole lot of stuff out there and you never know what's going to be picked up on. And this is one of the great rules of business, is that you don't know the value proposition of your product and what you're doing. And my feeling has always been that if you find that if you are making computer keyboards and you find up in Alaska they're using them as really exquisite mud flaps for the back of their trucks, then you better start making them broad and heavy. It's the same kind of thing. And I started the show of The Art of the CEO with the idea to bringing on the best possible people of all types, people like Mel Duncan, who takes peaceful people and sends them well-trained into war zones to stop rape and pillage and create an island of peace in the middle of a war zone. And he amazing individuals like this. And I should say that the players in this world are different than the stars. They're not. Some stars are players, but most players do not gain a great deal of fame and name. And so when I bring on my guests, I have found that people, I don't know who he is. I don't know who this one is. And then they find out what this person is doing, that this person has created solar paneling for South Africa in a place and totally allowed what was ghettos to now operate with electric power.
That's just incredible. Amazing, you know? Yeah, I love those kinds of individuals and the stories too. Like, I love it when I don't know why, you know, someone's being interviewed and I don't know who they are and I listen to the stories. Like, I think I speak for a lot of people out there the same way. It's just like, yeah, because like you said, it's Daryl that you were talking about that did that. Tell us more about him.
There's a funny thing because we've all gone to graduations and we've all heard the speakers of graduations. Mm-hmm. And I just returned from a friend of mine who'd gone to his daughter's graduation, and he said they had three players. One that they gave advanced degrees to. Now, normally they just hand these out. And one of them was an engineer who had done this very transformation. The other was a nun who had set up Meals on Wheels and on a worldwide basis. And but the one that they had was a name author, and I won't go. I'm deliberately not saying mm-hmm. who these people were. Mm-hmm. And I've always felt it's been a deep personal belief of mine that if you have nothing to say, either say nothing or hire yourself out as a keynote speaker, and or something. Like that. But no, it is. So we try to bring the players in on the show. And my point in doing all this is what I found out when I did the show. I was told by my customers, the people who listen to the show, that what they really liked was the CEO of yourself. And that is, of course, you are chief executive officer of yourself. And which is a nice way to view how you want to handle your life. It's very important because the business process, remember we talked about wisdom is that core of stuff that mankind and womankind have struggled up to make something that's proven in a method for over years of trying to just survive. Mm-hmm. Well, there is a business method. When you set up a business and you set up a business venture you go out and you develop a process, you put your business plan together, say, this is my goal, this is what I want, this is how I'm going to get there, I'm going to go, and then the other thing that's so marvelous about the business method is that it's prepared for failure. probably a lot better than most entrepreneurs. But it is, yeah. No, the method is that, okay, we're going to put this out in front of the customer. And when that doesn't happen, this is what we'll do. We'll find new customers. We'll remodify the product. We'll take – this is just a prototype, so we'll switch our prototype around. And you know what we could do? We could put an eraser on the end of this pencil. We may even sell the darn things, you know, and that sort of thing. And that's part of the business process. So when I have been urged to, and we're now – I'm putting together a book of CEO of yourself. And some of it takes the pieces of that I have given of the show, the questions, such as, will this be the day that you look at your own ambition quotient and realize that however much ambition you have, that's really just fine? Or will you continue to let somebody else set your goal and interest in the business rather than yourself? You know, that's the thing. Okay, some of them are questions like that.
I love it. So we want to hear more about the book. So mm-hmm. Let's go to our break real quick. It's already 4:15 on June 1st. Yeah. So we're going to go to the break, and then we're going to come back and talk again about the book and when it's coming out, what people can do.
Right.
Also about what you guys are doing. There's an event coming up that you're sponsoring. I want to hear about that.
Yes.
We'll be right back. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Stay with us.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. It's June 1st, already 4:20 in the afternoon, 4:19 actually. My guest, Bart Jackson, is here today, one of my best friends, and actually, like, I respect him so much. I've known him for a while, and, you know, he's the host of a really popular radio show called The Art of the CEO, And then he also has a number of books that he's written and published. He's published others' writings under the line of Bart's books, leadership, nonfiction. And then he's visited more than 50 countries, and he's just got so much going on all the time. But he's talking today about the art of the CEO of yourself, which is a new book coming out, the Quip book. And he also wants to talk quickly about, explain what you're doing with the Library Box Drop program.
All right. This was something I had a lot of fun in. Now, I should say, you said that I think that counts now to 80 or some gosh awful number.
80 anyway, countries?
Yeah. But anyway, gosh, every single one of those I've so gone through. My wife, who is a veteran librarian, she's what they call in technical terms a bigwig in the International Federation of Library Association. And she goes and she founds libraries in Ghana and Nepal. And she's an amazing person. And every single cotton-picking country I drag her through, I mean, Tibet, it doesn't matter. She finds a library and she takes my sorry butt to it. And it is all very interesting.
That's amazing.
And so we have always been a great believer in literacy. And I'm going to tell you one reason why you want to be a great believer in literacy that nobody else probably will. And that is because, my son, you think in words. The more precisely you want to think, you use the words to do it. If you know the difference between gain, garner, and glean, you will be able to much better express and think about getting stuff. So the more you read, the more you think, it will force you to think, and it will force you to be more precise and also a lot broader in the thoughts. I mean, there are, I think that we aren't hearing a lot of that today. We're telling people to focus. And I think it's sad that we aren't reaching out as far as we can in the broad scope. But so I bring that up with just the whole idea of literacy. And someone who is doing something about this is a good friend of mine, Jock Howard, down in Trenton 365. And what happened in Trenton, and this is happening all over the states, they closed four libraries for lack of funds. Our state apparently believes really big in campaigning, but they aren't so much on literacy. But anyway, libraries close. And so there's this core center of Trenton that doesn't have public libraries. He went around, he found some old library newspaper boxes, you know, the kind that they have, and he found them just sort of sitting there, and they were and he says, guys, could I buy those? And he said, take them, get them out of here. Okay, now this is, so we all have a project in mind. Listen to the steps that this guy did to make it work. Number one, he got the boxes for free. The idea is not new. He's going to set up street corner library boxes where you go in and you take a book for free and you put one in and donate and so forth and so on. It's not an idea original with him. But he took it and said, this area needs it. Okay. A. Then he got artists. He sort of took a page out of Jeannie Murphy's book, who had artists up and say, paint this view. He took artists from all over the Trenton area, local, and had them paint and design the boxes. Then we're going to auction them off, and people can buy them, and they'll auction them, and then they will stock them. And you can have little book signings out there. And he got some of the local stores to do the bookstores to do this. And I have always been a great believer in literacy. I've been on the International Library Federation's multicultural thing commission. But more important, we have several donations that we make to various libraries, always to the staff. I'm a great believer in the staff.
Oh, really?
We have something called the Director's Award that I sponsor at the South Brunswick Public Library.
Wow.
The person who does the best gets a that the director chooses as the top employee gets a getaway weekend. Yeah. Anyway.
That's so awesome.
We got behind this.
That's cool, Bart.
So we're sponsoring this. We, the Art of the CEO team, are going to sponsor this, and we're going to really get behind this.
So what are you doing? Like, what can people out there do? When is
it?
How does it work?
If you want to go to Library Dropbox or go to Trenton 365. Just put Trenton365.com. That is, it's a radio show, but there is a, it's also a Facebook page where you can find about the library drop boxes, and you can, you yourself can adopt a box, or you can contribute books, or if you're
the,
in
the training, artist adopts the box. Is that how it goes?
You can be, or you can adopt one of the artist's boxes. You can just adopt to take
care
of the box.
That's the coolest thing. I love it.
And so many people have books that they've read once, and once they find out that the butler did it, they really don't want the book anymore.
No.
And by the way, do not write the person who did it on the first page. That's very bad.
Oh, that is bad. Yeah.
Anyway, so
is it all types of books? Are there certain types?
Yeah, all types of books.
Wow.
But and you have to be a little careful. I mean, no one really wants your Windows 95 manual.
No, right.
So don't garbageize. Mm-hmm. And but check out that website, and we're going to tell you more because it's just getting launched about this this thing, and we'll be more, and you'll be hearing more about it. But that's just one of our little side projects we want.
Well, no, it's important, and I'm so glad that you mentioned it because, for one, just being so generous as to sponsor it. And then to let us know about it, there's so many people out there have books that I know that they just don't know what to do with them. It's spring cleaning time.
Right.
There's so many things that they could do, and it's just giving out. I believe you give out to the universe, it comes back to you.
Get if you want to find out more about it, just write info@bartsbooks.com. That's the easiest way.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife's husband will find somebody to take care of it. And, no, there's a lot wiser people than I am. In almost any subject.
That's so crazy.
So,
all right.
So let me.
The library box.
One thing I wanted
to
just.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Pass on, and I did want to go back, if I may. You were very, very kind enough to talk about the CEO of yourself, and this is something that it's become sort of a bailiwick of mine because, partially because I realize people are pressed from all sides. This day, you, listening to this show, will receive in your life from signs and messages and some advertisements over 3,000 persuasive messages asking you to vote, to think, to believe, to whatever, and buy, of course. And you have to resist that, or you have to you take that as just a message coming to you. You have a lot more choices than you think you do. And this is what struck me. I think most people feel an utter lack of control in their lives because they feel they are being shoved and forced. And actually, in most cases, I think you're being nudged, persuaded, and pleaded with. Corporate America, the corporate states of America are very powerful. But all they can do with you individually is plead and beg. They cannot force. And this is something that you have to remember, that even the most powerful entity under law must allows you to make your choice. And one, if you just one little tool on the CEO of yourself, and that is write down your thoughts and your goals. Look at just a few of the things that you'd like to do. And then, number one, look at your work day, look at your day, the day of your life, and see, A, do those goals, do they make you smile? And do those thoughts make you smile? And are the things you, look at the tasks you're doing, are those tasks leading to the goals? In most cases, you look at those, if your child was doing this task, and it wasn't going toward this goal, you'd spot it in an instant. Okay, do it with yourself. That's all I'm saying. Do it with yourself and find it. And the other thing is, as you find these little tidbits of wisdom, write them down. Don't let your mental manuscript go moldering. Please write down your thoughts, and they will help build that essence that is you. And you really have a lot to say. All right. So that's enough of that.
No, that's fantastic. So I'm totally a fan. So, okay, so tell us, for the CEO of Yourself book, Is it all written by you? What's the format like?
No, the marvelous thing about this is that, like all our books, it's collaborative. I mean,
I love the writing.
I do the writing, but we tell the stories of people. Sherry Spiro, Ken Parker, real players, or people who are well known, and we try to give incidences of how they have, through discipline or a technique or just an attitude, turn themselves into to take charge and make their own choices and direct their lives. And it's there's men, women and men involved. And so look to others that you see making their own choices.
How long until that book's going to be out?
That book will probably be – that book is several months off at this point because we're still collecting the interviews for it. We've got some fascinating people. But – if on the more immediate screen,
hot off the press,
winging its way down through the mightily misunderstood avenues of cyberspace and Edom, is coming up in just a few days. Where we will have the ebook 102 Best Business Quips. Now, this is the successor to 101 Best Business Quips, a previous volume. Did you notice that very clever change of title? We worked hard on that. Gives you an idea of what a sad group put this book together.
No, it's great.
It will also be out very shortly. We're putting it out in hardcover, and that will be. So anyone who wants to, this is your chance.
It's Father's Day. Mother's Day just passed, but everybody always needs a gift.
Write info@bartsbooks.com. That's BARTSBOOKS.com. And anyway, write that. And if you write that and pre-order, you will get an autographed copy.
Oh, that's so nice. The 101 from the current bestseller.
Yes.
For the quips. Are there any duplications, or are they all new?
They're all absolutely – everyone is new, and they change. So you have some little quip in there that says, you know, pirates have to dress better than IRS agents. But that's because they have to appear in person to take your money. And I don't know.
No, God, so
many good
ones.
That's the new quips book. The old quips book is when our board of directors calls a roll, half these guys don't know whether to answer with present or not guilty. So
it's
I don't know.
It's just great.
So we pull them from all over.
But they are fun. And they're very, like, I think when I read the first one, I haven't seen the second one yet, but I can totally relate to every one of them. And I just think of how it must have felt for you to come up with that. It's like you say aha moment or something, you know, where it's like you were just like something that you were doing. You must have just stopped, dropped, and rolled, like you said, and wrote it down.
I do always have a pad with me. If you take a look at all those photos that my wife takes, she takes the pictures that come out in our family, and you always see me with the notebook tucked under my arm. It's tattooed there, but. It is something, and that is why I talk about the perspective of humor. I found so many things funny because as a journalist, I was supposed to step back and get some overview. Mm-hmm. But when you start to step back and get an overview, you realize a lot of stuff is just downright silly. it's just amazing, you know, calling a person creative director, or my favorite one, is the sign that you see on some companies or creative department, as opposed to the rest of the, you know, you guys, let me assure you, we don't want anything creative out of you, right?
That is too much. What's the one that you had about the holidays, like the price goes up?
Oh, yes.
I love it.
For Christmas, there was one, I think, we said, raise the price to the sky. Put a Santa's hat on it and sail beside it, and you can sell anything at Yuletide.
It is unbelievable. So true. So observant. That's what I love about it.
But we had fun with that, and as I say, it's there is a myth going on around society that you've got to buckle down, that you've got to get serious about business, and you know, I've said this before. It's really true. I thought about it, and that. What is seriousness? Seriousness is sort of an attempt to banish joy in hopes of gaining focus. And the trouble is that seriousness is about like old scotch. It's highly overrated. It really is.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Certainly old scotch is.
I don't know. I don't drink scotch. It's the only thing I don't. I haven't drank.
Seriousness I've only seen in others, so yeah, I wouldn't know myself.
I agree with that completely. But, I'm just curious about the scotch part.
It is fun. You know, some things, there is a little lighthearted. It's amazing what, the other thing about being lighthearted is it involves a personal touch. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine who was going to come on the show with me today, Greg Williams.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about him.
Yeah, Greg is a marvelous, they call him very justifiably the master negotiator. And he is the one who can, he talks a lot and gives a lot of seminars, but he is the one whom a major movie producer board of directors will hire when the director is going off the deep end, but they've given the director all the power of not only vetoing the whole rights of the picture, but given her distribution rights. So, I mean, when things like this happen, and they call on Greg.
How did you meet this guy?
And I here's how. This is a little self-promotion, my friends.
Okay.
I'm at some networking group. Mm-hmm. And they invited Greg to come in and speak. The first thing I noticed was how much better dressed Greg was than I, which is, I must admit, keeping the bar low. But
no, you're always really well-dressed. I'm surprised that happened.
He was really fine, and he spoke mellifluously, and he had that calm confidence of a Christian with four aces, and he just was able to, he was so resting, and he talked about a little bit about negotiating, and I said, of all the people, this is the guy I'm going to go eat lunch with. So I plunked my sorry butt down right next to him, made jokes all about the lunch and so forth, and we became friends after that. Mm-hmm. and I had been seeking his advice, and Greg has, now, Greg is called the master negotiator. He is he's sought out worldwide. He is on an endless roll internationally to give talks on how to negotiate. And he has added to that some fascinating tales of body language. He brought in...
Oh, really?
He brought some experts. And it's, for instance, I'm not going to tell you which side, but there is this. When you look at somebody dead in the eyes... And you want to say, you want to find out if they're lying. Say, is that your final offer? Greg says, now, not always. But if you turn up one way with your eyes one way, you're accessing the creative side of your brain, which means I'm getting ready to make something up. And if you turn the other, you're turning
into
the memory, the recall. Mm-hmm. And it's partially true. But of course, then everything splays in history. Do you want to know, if you look at Barack Obama, he follows the old political line of the long, long traditional things that Teddy Roosevelt did, of looking up and slightly to the right, to give that sort of air of authority. You know where that came from? That came from Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great was in a battle, and he had a scar. He got a sword slash on his right side. So it sort of shortened a tendon. So he looked up to the right, and everyone thought Alexander the Great was noble. So everybody started from 330 BC. So you can't always go by that, but it's sort of
funny. No, I love hearing that. It's so interesting. I'm thinking about all the Oscars and all the winners and all,
oh,
those,
yeah. All the poses.
I can
right,
see them all doing the same thing now.
But there is something about a red carpet. I don't know. It makes you. Is it true that the red carpet makes you take off more clothes or show more cleavage than you would normally?
Is that the case that way? Yeah, I would think so.
Where's the Board of Taste when we need it? And
that's just amazing. I'm going to ask you. Okay, so sure. Greg Williams, you said?
Greg Williams,
the master negotiator.
Just go Greg Williams, the master negotiator.com. And what we discovered after a lot of talking, I had him on the show a couple of times. I've used his vast expertise.
How long have you known him now?
Oh, gosh. It must have been about 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
As opposed
wow.
to my, as, yes, I use his vast expertise, and he has on occasion used my half vast expertise on certain things. And what we realized is that everybody is negotiating through life all the time, and that negotiating is like emotions. Emotions are the way you deal with the world as it comes at you. Emotions are intentional. It's not something that wells into you. That's another way. You have a great power. Your emotions are intentional. And I love for a reason. I invest my beloved object with a reason. And it is the same with anger and envy and jealousy. These are choices you make. All right, negotiate. And so that's a way you deal with life. Negotiate. And one of the ways you deal with life, all life, is negotiation. So we've started to get together. I have one of my whole series of talks that I do is about how to get the most out of the people in the workplace, how to get how to lead yourself and them in the most productive and effective way.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk. You've ever wanted to hear about the shark fin soup method of management? That is, it involves the immense waste that goes on in this. And Greg is bringing his negotiation roles, and together we're starting up a series of seminars.
Wow.
Of how to get people, how you can be as a sort of CEO of yourself, how you can negotiate through your life with the right words, with the right way to say it. And the thing that's so nice about Greg is that he is so skilled. He doesn't give the one answer. You know, always be a good guy and try to create trust.
Right.
Sometimes that doesn't work. Sometimes you've got a guy who's sitting there who's just finished filing his own teeth, and what he wants to do is eat your sorry self alive. And so how do you grasp his hand? How do you hold his hand when you meet it? How do you?
I can't wait to hear. Winter series starting.
Greg and I are working on this now. Greg unfortunately had a family great problem, an illness in the family, and couldn't make it today. But we are working on these, and in probably about 2 months, we're going to have these things out as a series. So watch for it. And,
yeah.
We're going to be bringing the more personal side of business to life, because in truth, all business is personal.
That is so true. Let's go to our break real quick. It's already 4:41, if you can believe it, on June 1st. I can't believe either one, 4:41 or 6, or June 1. I can't believe it. Talented people, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is my guest today, Bart Jackson, in studio. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening in and stay with us. We've got about another 15 minutes to the end of the show.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, so here's already the end of our show coming up. It's 4:44 on June 1st, and I'm talking with my friend Bart Jackson. You know, he's extraordinary. I've known him for just about 10 years, I want to say, and it's like between traveling, he's at 80 countries, and his wife is just like amazing as well. And then all the books that you've written and published, all of the, you know, I want to say the line of books that you offer at bartsbooks.com. People can go there and look, and then they can also see your new books coming out. The Quip books, that 101's already there, 102's on its way, CEO right. of Yourself's on its way. Just an amazing line of books for leadership and everything else. And then you get to listen to the archives too, or listen on Tuesdays at 2 o'clock to The Art of the CEO on Blog Talk Radio, where Bart has his CEO guests every week. And, you know, I can't tell you how enjoyable the shows are.
Well, GD, also, I want everyone who is listening right now to realize the value of Jeannie and her show, Talented People. And many people have asked, I know they asked me, and I've heard them ask you, how do you find people who are to come on who have something interesting to say? Actually, my sister once had noticed, she says, it's amazing that you're able to get such really good people on your show considering the host. And
that is so funny.
That's Mark. A little sibling rivalry.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But it's a it is something that is, first of all, I find it a matter of search and fun. And those who know Jeannie know that when she's in the room, you know it. Not because she takes over the conversation, but because she is filled with a sincere interest in what you and this one and this one and this one are talking about.
Thank you.
So,
that's
and
nice.
So those of you who want to make your way in business, in life, make sure that you are the one who gets up and walks and talks to the stranger. And
well, I love what you said about even Greg, like that you watched the presentation and then you decided you were going to go over and sit by him and have lunch.
Yes.
I love that. I love that. I love that. I love that. I think everybody should do things like that, because I think people are afraid to do that and they miss their chances. And then you talk about 10 years later, now you're going on tour together, doing
and
a series
it's very,
together.
It's very sad because people say, people flock to networking events.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And my wife's husband once said, cross the threshold of a networking event not with the idea that you're going to make contacts, but rather that you're going to find interesting new friends. And it's amazing how the business will come on its way.
That's so true. And I say this a lot, but I mean it. I cannot get over it. If it's a trade show or if it's an event, if we're anywhere, like we were talking about Atlantic City, whatever we're doing with conventions, Javits Center, when you're walking down the aisles type of thing and you're looking at the vendors, it's just, I can't understand how many times I see these people sitting down, looking mm-hmm. down,
right.
reading a book, or their backs turned to their vendor site. They're like afraid to look at people, and they make it so uncomfortable that you don't mm-hmm. want to, you don't even feel comfortable saying hello. What do you got?
Uh-huh.
You know, like
yeah.
I would rather 99% of the time. I think I've told you this before too. Mm-hmm. I'd rather walk by empty booths.
Yeah.
I tend to buy more and visit, like, and really take a look at what's going on, because mm-hmm. the people there make you feel like it's uncomfortable. Like, networking is just so crazy. You go into the first thing in the morning, the registration table, right?
Right, right.
You walk
mm-hmm.
in, there's all these people, they're
right.
registering, they got their cards and stuff, they got the coffee over there.
Uh-huh.
They walk
uh-huh.
up, they look down,
okay.
they pick up their badge.
Yeah.
They say,
yeah.
maybe good morning, maybe not.
Right.
If someone happens to say what's your name, maybe there's something started. And then, you know, they walk over, get a cup of coffee, and then they go and sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And they're there to network, and they're not saying one word to anyone. And you can right. sit right next to them. And there's, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know how to get that. I do the same thing. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And I try
oh, yeah.
consciously to if I say I'm going to go somewhere, I'm going to go there and I'm going to just let it go and see what happens and try to make sure that by the time I leave, I can at least walk out without selling and talking and to having something meaningful come out of it. Yeah. But like, I really admire what you said about running over and sitting next to the person. That just is so cool to me. Yeah. I love that.
Well, I think that if you do look at the goal of meeting interesting people, if you mm-hmm. do just let that go from there. Now,
what the best thing is to get started because it does break the ice.
Right. I mean, you do if you meet somebody who really is if you're a contractor and you meet somebody who is buying your services for of course you want to get over and meet the guy. That's understandable. But I think that if you can go there, if you can go out and network and just be gracious. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really interesting. I think one of the things that we're missing now is a concentration on character. We deal in techniques, and there's books gushing out by networking techniques and so forth. And yet, you know, I remember there were old forms of conversation that used to take place. There were ways that you greeted people, and there were ways that you added a certain politeness. Now, I don't think we have to go all the way back to your obedient, where you've spent three paragraphs lambasting a person with a quill pen.
Love your quill pen moments. That's another part of the show.
That's
great.
Say, "You're obedient, humble servant, you son of a bitch."
Nope.
That's, you know, you do have to add a little grace to your speech, and there's a reason why in Congress, it's a very interesting thing. There's a reason why they always say the esteemed senator from North Dakota, whom they're about to just lace into, and they say that someone. A congressman I once know, and I won't mention Rush's name, that he said, well, there is an old legend that if you start really acting hateful to somebody, they will wait for you in the tall grass. And I have always loved that image, I will wait for you in the tall grass.
Scary. Scary, yeah.
It really is true.
I know. Well, it's interesting.
But now, on the other hand, there is something, I think that most of us make the mistake. They go and they network and we get all convivial and we get all jovial. And then we go home and you've got this pocket full of cards.
Ugh.
And you say to yourself, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've always liked the idea of and we're thrust on quantity today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the number of people that you met. And with mm-hmm. social media, you meet thousands. Mm-hmm. And, well, you don't meet thousands, but you have your name through the mysteries
connected
of cyberspace
through, yeah.
connected. And I there's a fella, Milton Paris, who is just a good old-fashioned businessman. He's a consultant, and he'll consult on virtually any kind of business. And he had an intern, and who was working with him, and he says, okay, Henry, we're going to go out, and we're going to do some cold calls. He says, you're a consultant. People come to you all over. He says, no, we're just going to go to the business. And he went out, and he took this intern around and just drove up to a business and took and just introduced himself. And he actually, in the end, after four or five people, actually got some business out of it. Now, I'm not saying that works for everyone. But there are the old-fashioned ways of just getting out there and personally saying, hi there,
I got
this stuff.
And another thing I think is, and what I'm thinking about is, like when you have a friend like you,
mm-hmm.
and you're going down to a chamber meeting or some kind of meeting or whatever, and you say, hey, you want to go and tag along with me, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes that's a good way, because if you're not naturally good at networking. Yeah, you just go with someone else who already has friends, and so and you can actually kind of slip in there under like the wire, which I like to do a lot of times. I like going with other people, meeting new people, but I like when other people introduce me too. Just it's great. It's already 4:54, and I have three things I want to mention to everybody out there, and then I'm going to ask you for other thoughts for our listeners today. I wanted to remind everybody that this Saturday, June 4th, is the Hunterdon County Community Day over off of Route 179 Ringo's. It's music, food, games, fun for the whole family. There's live music again. There's going to be a band there, the British Invasion Tribute. And then there's Reptile Show. There's all kinds of pony rides and petting zoos. And it's sponsored by Unity Bank, Hunterdon Healthcare, Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, of course, celebrating the 100-year ShopRite, and the Safe Coalition of Hunterdon and Somerset. And we're going to be there. Our girl from Ringo's, actually, Ringo's is where the event is going to be handled, and all day long between 12 and 6, by the way. Her name's Nadine Savino. She's going to be there demonstrating the GCAP along with a lot of different vendors. So we're really excited about that. I also wanted to remind
everyone.
Isn't that something? I know. You had her on your show, and it was just so much fun. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I was going to mention as well. If you're out there and you happen to be a entrepreneur and you have an idea in mind and you want to come on the show here, I want you to get in touch with us. Just all you gotta do is go to Jeannie Murphy PR website or Mariah Media, or go through the chamber at hunterdonchamberradio.org. And I also want to mention to you, if you happen to be in the place like Nadine was, where that she was, you know, out there, had this great idea, went to find the plastics vendors, and then actually really needed a strong negotiator like you were talking about, mm-hmm. and someone who understands the plastic business and can either bring your product in from overseas or just have it start off here in the States at competitive pricing.
Which is a great advantage, of course.
Yeah, it is. And like Walmart, there are a bunch of initiatives made in America, you know. Yeah. So there's a company called M&S Consulting, M as in Mary and S as in Sam Consulting, and you can get to them on our website too. They're doing work with Nadine and a couple other of our clients. Really spectacular work on bringing the price of plastic down. So if you're interested in anything like that, let us know. And then also don't forget to like Hunterdon County Woman on Facebook. That's Colleen Kelly, the publisher. She's my business partner. She's been kind of toying with Hunterdon County Woman for the last couple of years. And now it's really taking off. And so we're having a lot of fun with that.
Oh,
yeah. And we invite all the chamber members, everybody who's out there, post stuff, tell us about your events. If you want to contribute content, just let us know. Is there ever enough content, Bart?
There's enough content, because content is what you shovel with manure, but there's never enough really good, solid, informative wisdom.
And that's
the
truth.
And as we say, the rich get richer, but the informed buy them out.
That is the best. I love that. That's one of your quips.
Yeah, that is.
All right. So, Bart, I don't even know if we could leave everybody on anything better than that, but we have 1 minute left. What would you like to say to everybody?
I'll tell you one, because a lot of people out there now are looking for jobs. They're looking for new lines of work. They say, I want to be going into something new, or they're just graduating. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I would say is, just remember this. You are never, never looking for a job. You are always, always offering your services. And if you say that to yourself, you believe it. What you really begin to discover is just how much you've really, really got and how much they are lucky to have you. And indeed they are.
That is the words of wisdom from the CEO of the Art of the CEO of the CEO of Yourself, Bart Jackson. That was perfect. I love that. I'm taking it in. I hope you guys all enjoyed today's show. Thank you so much for Bart for being here again. Can't wait to have you back. Congratulations on the new book. And if you guys are out there, I just want to wish you a really great weekend and enjoy the weather. And thanks for listening in, talented people.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
A shooting on the UCLA campus.
UCLA police say that the campus is on lockdown and students in the Engineering 4 lab were asked to go to a secure location. The Daily Bruin reports over Twitter that sources have told them the shooter is a white male about 6 feet tall, wearing a black jacket and black pants. Two people are down. Randy Fuller, Los Angeles.
The two people described as down are now confirmed dead. Authorities have raised the possibility of multiple shooters being involved. It is described as a scene of chaos in Westwood, California, as the LAPD and SWAT teams go from building to building. One student says the campus warning system saved his life and many others.
I can't tell you how invaluable the Bruin alert message system was. It gave word right away about the shooting, and so we locked up here pretty quickly, and that's where we're at right now.
Stay tuned to USA Radio News and USARadioNews.com for the latest on this story. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Aaron, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on why Americans should study the presidency.
People should study the American presidency because it's one of the three branches of government, and it's the part that acts. And so when the government gets ready to do something to us or to our allies or enemies in the world, it's the executive branch that does it. And there's